What's good in Tampa Bay this morning? Speaking with an artist who also has a very big heart in his community. Welcoming in Tony Adams. And Tony, it is really a joy to talk to you because you did a portrait of one of my favorite dogs, Denali. But you're more than just that. I didn't know you were the resident artist at the Epicurean, and you're going into the Raymond James Gasparilla Festival of the Arts. You're busy.
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. And the busy calendar is something that has just been rolling in, and I'm just super grateful for all the opportunities and everything that's coming my way. So I think all of that just has to do with personally just walking the path and just doing what you love and being open to the world and just watching it open up. And it's something I'm still getting very used to.
Yeah.
So, it's very busy. I love Denali. I've been volunteering with the Suncoast Animal League for over a decade now.
Wow.
Super involved. And so Denali is a special case because I watched and was very close to the whole thing happening.
Mm.
I was involved with the Suncoast Animal League, and I watched the Denali story build and come in, and I'm very good friends with Carrie. And I was at her very first Gotcha event in 2019. It was a very special event for her and for both of them. It was the day that she adopted him or adopted her. I had recently just started painting at that time, and it wasn't something that I was showing people. It wasn't something that I was pursuing as a career. It really was just something that I was doing intimately with my own growth. And so I presented her with a painting at that time. It was a small 12 by 12 painting, a picture of Denali. And it was just a celebratory moment for us. She had been very supportive of my art. And so, yeah, fast forward to 2023, February, she had the event again. But previously that, she had given me the painting back. And she had asked me to kind of touch it up or put a little Tony pizzazz on it, because since then I had started picking up some steam, and I'm showing up in places and I'm doing things, and they've always been supportive. They've always come out to some of my shows. And when I say they, I mean Carrie Ann Denali and Hugo, of course. So she gave me back that painting, and I was just like, you know, I can do better. And it's been some time, and I've been improving in my own craft. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to surprise her with a bigger, better, colorful piece. And so I did. And she had no idea that I was doing it. She thought that maybe I was, you know, just going to touch up the other one. And what was cool, I do have the video on my Instagram, but I gave her back the original 12 by 12 piece and nothing had been done to it. So when I opened it, you know, she's like, okay, what's going on? You know, I was like, well, and that's why I did this piece, because it was just, I've grown, she's grown. And so it was just more of a celebratory piece of we are growing. So the piece is larger, you know, the skills are better. And it was just full of love. And so I was very happy to do it. Probably the only second dog portrait that I've done.
Oh.
And the first one was Denali, the first one. So she has two one-of-one only dog portraits that I've done out there. And I'm just happy to do it. And so that's the story of that.
For someone that, as you say, is relatively new to the game, you've come a long way in a very short time, and being accepted into Gasparilla is a pretty big deal.
So I applied for Gasparilla four different venues, whichever one would take me, you know, emerging artist, artist spotlight, juried event, and I was denied to a lot of them. But I did get selected for an open studio. And what's cool about that is that I'll basically bring my studio there and I'll be working live, so people can come and see how the process goes, see what I'm working on, and see a finished product and get to know me as well. So rather than just showing my completed works, I think it's a great opportunity for me to actually connect with the community, talk to people, they can see the process, and just kind of get more of an inside glimpse of how I create these pieces.
That's really exciting. Now, this is going to be March 4th and 5th. Do I have those dates right?
That is correct. Yeah, it's a Saturday and Sunday, March 4th and 5th, and I'll be there pretty much from opening ceremonies to closing ceremonies.
Wow.
It's going to be a long weekend, yeah.
But a good weekend. Other question
absolutely.
I have for you, how do you become a resident artist at the Hollander? It's a great place.
So we are in rotation. I saw an open slot. Again, it's all application stuff, so you'll see a call to artists.
Mm-hmm.
And you just submit and you send your information, you send your images, and they have a group of people that select it. And then, yeah, they kind of rotate them in. So we usually hang for about 8 months or so. And then I'll just keep on submitting and I keep on getting selected. So we'll keep on submitting and keep on getting, you know, keep on showing.
Well, you sent me some pictures of your artwork. It's very vibrant. It's very alive and it really draws you in. What inspires you for a lot of the work?
Truly just every day-to-day life and experience. I consider myself an intuitive artist. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my paintings don't start with an initial idea. It's almost a freestyle. It's a way for me to purge and journal what's in my mind, what's going on emotionally, thought-wise. And so, yeah, I just grab whatever color I see at the time or whatever expresses my mood, and I slap that on. And then eventually the painting will tell me what it wants to be, and then I kind of draw that out.
It's kind of like free therapy.
It is, yes. It is. And crazy for me to just see how I can do that, mm-hmm. and people can receive that well. And so, like, the most beautiful comment I get is they do like the vibrant colors, but they also feel something when they look at them, whatever that emotion is. And to me, I'm like, we're communicating. And so that's the most beautiful part about creating art, is communicating with people on a different level of just an image.
Yeah, I'll search you out. I'm coming down to the Gasparilla Festival of the Arts, so I'll see you there. Now, if someone can't make it in person, how can they follow you on social?
Okay, so at the moment, I do have an Instagram, and I am, which is at Art by Tony, Art X Tony, and I am building a website currently. So that should be released. Hopefully, we can release that for Gasparilla. But if not, I am available on or findable on Instagram at the moment.
All right. Well, I'll make sure that I pass that along to everybody. Well, you're definitely what's good in Tampa Bay. You go back to the community, you reflect the community, and now you're going to be one of the great artists of the community. You're doing okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. I receive your blessings so well. Thank you.
And we'll take those. Well, Tony Adams, you're what's good in Tampa Bay. Thank you for being part of us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.